programming sponsored by Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. Over 100% financing on auto loans. Where you bank does matter.
The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
Time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
I am here, child.
One heart at a time.
You are not.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. The will of God, what is that for you in your life? And hopefully during the next hour, we're going to make the point that in some ways, it's right in front of you, right where you are. Welcome to The Inner Life, our program on spiritual direction. Let's say hello to our spiritual director today, Father Daniel Schuster, Vocations Director in the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, joining us today. Father Schuster, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, Chuck. It's good to be back for our Sunday Scripture Show today. I enjoy that.
That's what we do on Fridays. We're going to be looking ahead to the Gospel of Mark in particular. Lots going on. So rich. Part of it, the will of God, but there's a lot more to it. And we'll get into all of that, open up our phone lines as we do every day. But Father, you know we like to start the hour with an opening prayer. Can we take a moment and ask you to lead that for us?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dedicate this hour to the Holy Spirit, and to all the saints, and to our Lord, that the Spirit might move within us and really speak to our hearts through the sacred scriptures. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, let's get started. We'll open up our phone lines here in just a minute or two. But when I read this, the will of God just jumped right out at me. But this is the Gospel of Mark. There's so much in here. Tell us a little bit what's going on, and what jumps out at Father Daniel Schuster?
Well, Chuck, that will of God has feet and has a body and has a voice and is on the move. And this is Mark's Gospel, chapter 3. We're early in Mark's Gospel, but there is not a moment of rest or inactivity from the baptism of our Lord to the initial healings and right into some exorcisms. And he already chips away at the Sabbath and the way that they understand the Sabbath. It's just the impact of his presence is immediate after that baptism. It's incredible. So from there, I mean, that will of God is very vocal and very present and trying to draw people into something completely different. Kind of if you've been in your regular cycle or the cycle that people lived in, the way that they thought, he's going to interrupt that. He's going to uproot that. He's going to draw people out of their previous way of being, existing, and loving into something much better, much greater, with eternal consequences. So that's what's going on here, and that's why it covers a lot of ground quickly in the Gospel this Sunday. And we're going to see that it's got people confused. They wonder where he's from. And he's in his hometown. Is he out of his mind? And then, who does he work for? Whose side is he on? And where does this teaching come from? And then what about his family? So he's redefining, uprooting, and interrupting with urgency, because that will of God has to get into the souls of believers.
Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, let's open up our phone lines if you'd like to join us. And certainly as we go through the gospel for this Sunday celebration, if something just jumps out at you, if you want to ask a question about it, give us a call, toll-free number, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. And part of it is talking about the will of God. And maybe that's my question to you and our listeners today. The will of God, what is that for you? you in your life? What does that look like? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So interesting, Father, that when we read this, and we'll share it a little bit later in the program, but, I mean, he's beginning his public ministry, there's a crowd gathered, and yet some of them are saying he's out of his mind, he's possessed. I find that hard to believe, I guess, sometimes because of who Jesus is and what we know of him today in our own faith journeys. But there was a lot of, derision or whatever, out of his mind, possessed, name-calling, if we can say that. It was maybe a difficult time for him in some way.
Well, they thought they knew him. This is his hometown, and it must, of course, been difficult for him to, throughout his life, his more hidden life, growing up and knowing people and kind of growing in wisdom and age, as the scriptures tell us, this baptism really signified the beginning, you know, and the Holy Spirit, who he's always been one with, but it drives him to this next place. It's his salvific mission has begun. They thought that they knew him. And so this change or this new side of Jesus is very shocking to people, and they think, right, that he's out of his mind. And that familiarity is something he wants to interrupt, that familiarity of thinking, I've got this figured out, I know what the Messiah is. It's definitely not this young man that we knew growing up and such. And then one of the other reasons they think that he's possessed and out of his mind is because powers that the kind of power that changes and drives out and I guess makes miracles and everything, it's got to come from either God or it's got to come from the evil one. They know that the earthly power, that no one has that, so they're also seeing a power manifest in him, and that confuses them because they know it's an either or. This comes from the one God, the God that we thought we knew, or it comes from the demonic or the evil, which was very present in their minds as far as how things worked in those days, as it should be in ours, but we don't often think like that. But when power is at work, when they've heard about the healings, they've heard him speak, is this the same guy that we knew? How could it be? What's wrong with him? And they've got to open their hearts, because his offer of being part of the kingdom is going to be life-changing.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more, if you would, Father Schuster, about this word interrupt. I love how you're using that, because I just think even about our own journeys today, you know, in the 21st century, that, gosh, don't we have our own plans? Don't we have some idea of what we want to do and what journey we're on, what path we're taking? And yet, when we begin to really walk in the light of Christ, when we really seek out his plan, he does interrupt us in so many ways, doesn't he?
He does, and when he does, it's going to be a good thing. And it may not be a comfortable thing. It may be a humbling experience, like the people who are even his family here, his extended family, or uncles, cousins. It's not comfortable for them even to be interrupted by this new side of Jesus, by his mission coming forth. And I think, yeah, our lives, we get into patterns and ways of thinking, and when the Lord interrupts, it's going to be good. The word that I use there, it kind of drew that as well from the first reading, which I hope the listeners will hear at the Mass on Sunday, where we're going back to that cycle in Genesis, the cycle of sin and blaming, and Jesus is the interruption to that in our own lives. He's the interruption to our cycles of sin, our cycles of boredom, our cycles of monotony, or lack or unwillingness to have a change of heart, to see things the way that God sees. And, you know, another part of the gospel, he says, you're not thinking as God is, you're thinking as men are. Okay, teach me how to think like you. Get me out of the way I've been, and lift me up into the kingdom. And that's what he's trying to do. It's going to come a little bit painfully here at times, and it's going to take them 3.5 years, and not everyone's going to follow. But then there's going to be more help, the Holy Spirit, the church, and grace. So that's kind of where we are today.
Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, talking about interruptions. I love that word. And as you think about your journey of faith, when has God interrupted you in your plans? We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to join us on the program, toll-free number 888-914-9149 and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. It's all coming next. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.